You're listening to Archer Radio.
This is Archer of ArcherRadio.com, the only ordinary queercast on the internet. Today, for me, it is Wednesday, November 2nd, 2005. For you, it's Thursday, November 3rd, 2005. I'm in a Billie Holiday kind of mood, so I'm playing some Billie Holiday music. This is from her Greatest Hits album. I had some things I wanted to talk about today, and basically it's about how the cost of things is going up in everything. I don't know about the rest of you, but if you live in a condo building, you have condo fees you have to pay every month, and every year you can count on the cost going up. Well, if you think about it, for those of you who do live in condos, has your condo fee ever gone down? Mine hasn't. I've lived here 7 years, and every year it has gone up. When I first moved in 7 years ago, my condo fee was like $329 a month. Now it's $596 a month. Well, it's going up to that January 1st, so it kind of pisses me off, but I have to think of what I'm getting for my $596. I don't pay any utilities. I don't pay electric. I don't pay water. I don't pay sewage or anything. It's all included. The only utilities I do pay are my telephone and, of course, my cable. So I guess that's a good deal. I guess it really depends on how you see it, but it just seems like it never, ever goes down. It's always going up. And I know my boyfriend has an outrageous condo fee. His condo fee is as high as my mortgage is. And granted, well, actually, we're flipped. My condo fee is about the size of his mortgage, and my mortgage is about the size of his condo fee. So he's got it a lot worse than I do. But as long as his mortgage doesn't go up, he's okay. And I just hate it because it's like, okay, basically, I get a raise once a year. And the percentage of raise seems to be taken up by the rise in costs of everything else, like the condo fee cost and, of course, gasoline. You can't get past the cost of gasoline going up. And I just thought, I hope this isn't too loud. I'll just turn this down a little bit more just to make sure. And I'm not using the little spongy guard on the microphone tonight, so I hope that you're not going to hear all my breathing and all my puffs. But anyway, so maybe I'll just make sure the music's down a little bit. So anyway, back to the cost. I was talking about how the condo fee never goes down. And then just this week, I run into another situation where the cost of things just keeps rising. Excuse me. Excuse me. Okay, so when I first moved into my condo, I used to iron all my shirts and press them, wash them and iron them and press them myself. And because I just simply couldn't afford to take them to the cleaners. And then a couple years after that, I was able to start taking them to the cleaners. And I've always paid 99 cents per shirt. Excuse me, I'm going to cough again. And I've always thought that it wasn't, I just didn't think it was worth it to pay more than 99 cents to have my shirts laundered and pressed. And so every time I would take my shirts to the cleaners, and I think I wrote about this on my blog a while ago, or hell, maybe I even talked about it on the podcast, I can't remember. So this week, okay, well, anyway, I've been getting my shirts done for 99 cents a shirt for like many years, and then the one cleaners that I was going to finally raised the price to $125, and I was just like, oh, that's just outrageously expensive. I'll find another one to go to. And then I found another one that was 99 cents, still relatively close to where I live, and I took my shirts to them and was with them for probably like 6 months. And then the lady was like, she was almost like giving me a hard time, like, bring in your other dry cleaning, bring in your pants and your suits. And I'm like, I don't wear any suits, and I iron my own pants. That's, I don't do that. She goes, well, you're not bringing in enough money. And then like a week later, they raised the price of the shirts. So I was like, okay, well, done with this cleaner's, trying to find another one. So again, I found another one that was 99 cents a shirt. And I didn't think that I was going to ever have a problem finding other cleaners, but this week that actually happened. I've been going to this one cleaners now for like probably, well, maybe about a year, and they finally raised their price to $1.25. And I was like, God damn it, surely I can find another cleaners that's 99 cents. Well, in this, where I work, I drive through this little town, and I thought, well, I can just hit all these dry cleaners all through the town and try to find one that's 99 cents. Well, I did that on Wednesday? Today's Wednesday. I did it Tuesday, I'm sorry. And I went to like six different dry cleaners on my way home yesterday, and every single one of them was $1.25, and one was even $1.35. And I was like, son of a bitch, where am I going to take my shirts now? So, today I was going home and I found another cleaners that I decided I would check out. So, I went in there and I'm like, this lady looks very familiar. And, which is, I guess, a little funny to say because I'm sure I'm not the only one who realizes this, is that all dry cleaners are run by Asians. And that may be a racist thing to say or it may be a stereotypical thing, but I guess I should clarify and just say that all the dry cleaners in my area are run by Asians. Not that that's a bad thing, but the point is that when I walked into this dry cleaners today, I'm like, oh, you're familiar. And she said, where have you been? And I'm like, okay, I must have gone to her cleaners before. And I said, oh, I've just been switching cleaners the last couple of years. And she said, she goes, we haven't seen you in a long time. Of course, she has her thick Asian accent. But as it turns out, about 3 years ago, I was going to her dry cleaner until she raised her prices. But she was at a different location at that time. And then her store closed down, and I was like, well, where were you? Your store closed down, and you're no longer at the other location that I used to go to you at. And she goes, oh, yeah, we lost our lease there, and we couldn't. You know, the lease was like $350,000 a year or something because it's outrageously expensive in this area to have retail space. But anyway, she said, well, we've relocated here and we're back to doing cleaners again. And I said, well, okay, how much do you charge for shirts? And she said, $1.20. So I was like, well, fuck it. I've been to like seven different dry cleaners this week and I'm going to just go ahead and go for it and pay the $1.20. It drives me crazy to have to pay that $1.20, but I went ahead and did it because I guess, you know, recognizing her and she recognized me, I'm like, oh, kind of feel a little obligated to go ahead and do my shirts there. So I dropped off my shirts. I had 14 shirts because I've been looking for a place to do my dry cleaning that's cheap. So I guess I could always go back to doing them myself, but that takes so much time and I just don't have any time anymore. So I dropped them off and she said they'll be ready by Friday, so hopefully I'll be able to get them on Friday on the way home from work. But it just pisses me off that that's just, you know, one more thing where the price is going up. The prices never go down. Granted, we do see a fluctuation in the price of gasoline. Like, I think I paid a $2.51 for gas last weekend. So the price of gas has gone down, but in relative terms, it's still very high. And think of everything else. Nothing goes down. The energy costs go up. Everything just goes up and up and up. Nothing ever comes down. And I guess that's just typical. But it just drives me crazy that the price of everything goes up. And this condo fee is really pissing me off because it's like, well, granted, we are being renovated. Our condo building is being renovated. But they took out a loan for that. It's just like, you know, I guess I'm just tired of the price of things going up and my salary not meeting the increase each year in terms of the cost of inflation. You know, it's like they say, oh, you'll get the cost of living increase. Well, the cost of living increase doesn't actually meet the cost of living increase, you know, in real terms, because I'm sure I'm not the only person who runs a deficit each month who spends more than they bring in, or, well, I don't necessarily, but I shouldn't say I live paycheck to paycheck, but I think basically I do. I still have a little savings, and of course I have my retirement account that I dump into every month. But the point is that each month I'm down to like mere dollars by the end of the month waiting for that paycheck to come in. And it's all because of the damn prices increasing. I never get ahead, so. Alright, enough of that shit. So, the price of everything just keeps going up. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Now, this weekend, the boyfriend and I have actually some pretty big plans on, well, they're all for Saturday, but that's okay. It's going to be a very busy Saturday. We are going to go back to the Marriott Ranch in Hume, Virginia, and we are going to go horseback riding this weekend. We're going to actually do a couple things, but early Saturday morning, we're going to get up and drive to Hume, Virginia, which is about an hour away, and we're going to ride horses like we've done two times before, and I'm going to take the video camera this time and get some video of us riding horses, and I'm kind of hoping that we're not with a big group of people, because it always sucks when we're with a big group of people. At least the last time it was better the first time because there was only like four of us total, but this last time there was like 12 or something like that. So we're going to be riding horses Saturday morning, and then after we go horseback riding, we're going to go to a winery that I have not been to, but the boyfriend has been to before, and it's not part of our Virginia passport collection of wineries, but we're still going to go anyway. And then we're going to oh my goodness, I have to cough again, clear my throat, hold on a second. Then we're going to go to I have hotel reservations for a cheap Comfort Inn hotel, because we're going to go to the hotel after the winery, because Saturday evening we are going to a black tie optional winery dinner at Grey Ghost Winery in Amosville, Virginia. It's the boyfriend's favorite winery. And we're actually going with like a group of six other gay guys or five other gay guys, I'm not really sure. But when I say black tie optional, we will not be getting tuxedos, but last time we went, there were a good handful of people who were wearing tuxedos, so it's definitely I don't want to say a high-class event, but people dress up for it. And basically, we're going to get to taste the Cabernet Sauvignon, and it's going to be catered to have a meal that complements the Cabernet Sauvignon. So, looking forward to that. And because it's in the evening, we went ahead, as I said before, got a cheap hotel so that we can just go right from the winery to the hotel and not have to come home because it's going to be late in the evening. So I'm going to hopefully record some audio and video this weekend and have it for next week's shows. Let's see what else. I know I did want to talk about, because I've been listening to, I'm sure you know this, I've been listening to John Ong's online podcast, and he's been teasing us for several shows now about some big announcement he was going to be making on November 1st. Well, I waited all day yesterday for it, and it never happened, but he did post it today, and basically it's called podcastersunite.com, and it's a website where I believe you will be able to purchase t-shirts that I guess compliment podcasters in turn. Well, he was talking about the one show where he went to Costco and he was walking around with his microphone in his ears and he was talking to himself and it was kind of weird. So he was thinking of the idea that he could wear a t-shirt that said, you know, I'm a podcaster, I'm recording a show or something like that to indicate that he is a podcaster and what he's doing. So he and I'm not sure who else he's doing this with, but I believe they're going to produce t-shirts or some kind of shirts that you can wear that announce you're a podcaster. And I went to the website. It's called podcastersunite.com, and it says it's coming soon, mid-November 2005, and he hopes to get up sooner than that. But so I'm going to just, like, you know, stand by and keep watching this and see exactly what's being offered, because right now you just go to the site and there's really nothing you can do there. It's just an announcement that it's coming. So, Mr. John Ong, I am looking forward to that. And it says to subscribe to podcastersunite.com. I guess maybe I should do that and check out what it means. Podcasters United is coming November 2005. Please subscribe to... Oh, I guess it's a podcast. Huh. It says, be the first to grab our chick geek apparel. And, of course, for podcasters, find out how to get some bucks. So I'm not sure what it's exactly all about, but he finally did make this announcement, so it's something to watch and find out what will be going on with this podcastersunite.com. So I guess I will subscribe to that and see if there's any... I wonder if I can do that with iTunes without fucking up my recording. Let's stop the music or pause it and go to podcasts and do advanced subscribe to podcasts. Paste that in there and see what comes up. Okay, something's being downloaded. It says, it's a PDF file. Let's see what it says. It says, welcome to the Podcasters Unite podcast. You have successfully subscribed to our podcast. This is the feed you would not like to miss. This is where you will find the latest news about PodcastersUnite.com's new and popular podcast releases, or excuse me, product releases. This is also the feed where you will learn about how to benefit your favorite podcast, your own podcast, and simply get the chick back into our geekiness. Visit PodcastUnite.com today. Be the first to wear your podcasting pride. Huh. So it's just a little PDF file. But I will have to keep track of... keep track of that site and see what changes on. Now, did I already play the song? I don't even know. But anyway. Let's see, what else is going on? I was going to talk about this bird flu. Have you been watching the news about this and how Bush wants to spend $7.1 billion on the preparation for this bird flu? I'm not really sure what the big deal is about this bird flu, because the actual flu that's has made its way to 16 countries hasn't mutated yet into... the human version of it. And I know that there's going to be this huge pandemic and they're trying to prepare for it and all that, but it seems like, I guess I'm being a little, I don't want to be alarmist, but it seems like that we are jumping the gun when it hasn't even occurred yet. Granted, I know preparation is very important, but I don't know if we even have $7 billion to spend on it when they have to do some Congress has to do some budget things coming up. So I'm not so sure if that's a good idea, but being prepared, of course, is important. But I guess I just don't know enough about this bird flu, except that the fear that they are kind of spreading about this is just, I'm sure people are getting panicky. And they, on the news, I was watching the news, and they said that the state of Washington has been preparing for this kind of thing for years, because every day about 6,000 people enter the airports up there, and they have to be prepared, and they're people from Asia mostly, they said, so they have to prepare for like having quarantine areas and stuff like that. But and I just in general, I don't get the flu shot every year. I don't know about anybody else, but I think I'm in the age bracket where I don't need to worry too much about the flu, as long as I keep myself healthy, which lately I've been trying to do. And of course I'll be doing much more as I grow older. But anyway, I guess I'm just thinking that maybe this hoopla over the bird flu is a little premature and maybe a little alarmist and spreading a little bit of fear too soon. As you know, the Bush administration is very good at spreading fear and getting Americans riled up about things that necessarily aren't as, or shouldn't be as fearful as they could be. So I'm just not letting myself get all riled up. You know, it's like the whole thing back when 9/11 occurred, and there was this huge, you know, time when they were saying, get your house prepared, you know, get your duct tape to put over your windows, and, you know, have your 6 cases of water and your candles and on the, all this stuff that they did. I never did any of that stuff. I never was prepared for a terrorist attack. I figure as close as I am to Washington, D.C., if a bomb is going to go off, I'm dead anyway, and I just can't worry about it. So I never did that. So I guess I'm feeling kind of the same way about this bird flu, that there's not a whole lot of preparation that I can really do about it. I can just, you know, deal with it when it occurs and hope that, well, I don't know. I'm talking way too much about this stupid bird flu. But anyway, let's change topics. You know, yesterday I mentioned the PNS explosion, today they posted the second part of this video that they've been doing, and it is so cool. You have to watch both parts so far for it to really make sense. But I am just loving it. These guys are spending some major time on this video creation because they've got, you know, it's like a little soap opera that's occurring, and I'm absolutely loving it. I don't even think they listen to my show, but I'm watching this video that they're doing, and I was kind of hoping for a regular show today, but they didn't put one out. But the video was posted today, and I really enjoyed it. It makes me, you know, get some ideas of things I should do. But as you know from my podcast, I don't do characters or drama or anything like that, so I doubt I would be very good with the video. I just post, you know, like yesterday I videotaped the fall leaves, because it was a beautiful day and the leaves are really starting to change, and I was thinking, okay, well, this is kind of goes along with my whole ordinary boring podcast, because this is a very boring video, and I probably will not post it on my Archer Radio site. I'll probably put it on my regular Archer site. But these guys are just so creative. I'm loving it. So if you haven't checked out the PNS explosion, like I said yesterday, you need to check it out and check out the two parts of their video. I think you will really enjoy it. Let's see, what else can I talk about? Oh, I don't know. I guess I can talk a little bit more about my chest pains. As you know, I had my stress test yesterday, and I was given a prescription for Pepcid because it's the idea is that I might have acid reflux or esophageal, I forget the name of it exactly, but anyway, I was going to say that I've been taking the Pepcid now. I've taken 3 doses, so basically 24 and some odd hours of this, and I haven't felt a single pain in my chest, that, you know, in the same kind of pain I was feeling before. So I'm almost convinced now, 24 hours later, that that's exactly what it was, that I have this reflux, I can't think of the name, this gastroesophageal reflux disease, GERD. So I'm kind of thinking that that's what it is that I have, because I'm telling you. And the other thing too is, today I kind of did a little test. I took the Pepcid yesterday when I got home from the doctor, as prescribed, and I took it again this morning. So then today I kind of tried to eat some of the things that would trigger my heartburn, just to see if that, you know, like chocolate always triggers my heartburn. So I purposely ate some chocolate today and didn't get any heartburn. So I was very pleased with that. So I'm really kind of convinced that that's what this is a, that this is that disease, and taking this Pepcid for 3 weeks may do the trick. And I took the first, well, I guess 2 now, of the enteric aspirin. Oh, and that reminds me, did I get an email or was it a comment on the website? I think it was a comment on the website. Let's see, I did get one comment. Who's that from? Oh, that was from Mike Perry in Squamish, British Columbia. He was talking about the PNS explosion. I guess it was an email I got. Who did I get an email from? I got an email from... Well, I got a comment from Tigger about the Halloween party podcast. So thank you, Tigger, for that. And then I got an email from David, the relatively conservative guy who I've had on the show before. And he says it's been a while and that he hasn't listened to many podcasts lately because it's just so many of us have gotten too political, and he just thinks he doesn't like to listen to all that so much. But anyway, he said he's gotten back to listening to some, and he was talking about about my stress test, and he said he was glad to hear that it doesn't appear to be serious, although he says he encourages me to keep an eye on those pains. Well, David, I haven't felt those pains for about 36 hours now, so I'm feeling pretty good. He was the one who was talking about he said the NIH recommends an 81 milligram enteric coated aspirin. And I found out that enteric means that it's a coating that is able to survive the stomach acids and is released more in the small intestines. Well, you know, it bypasses the stomach and it's released in the intestines so that the upsetting part of the aspirin is not a problem, which is good. And David, that's exactly what I'm taking now, is an 81 milligram enteric coated aspirin once a day. So that should be taking care of that. And I'm feeling so much better. Anyway, so David, thank you for that message. And Peter wrote me this really long message because, you know, he's only able to listen to like a whole bunch of podcasts all at once. So he like saves them up and listens to like four or five at a time or something. So he writes me notes on all these different, on like the last couple shows. But he was very prolific in this last email. And then I wrote him back saying, I just can't possibly comment on every single thing he said because his email went on and on and on. But he said, listening to the podcast is only half the fun. Receiving email responses is the other half. So I have to be better at that. And he was making a little joke about me telling him that he's prolific when he goes, I wasn't the one who recorded 115 podcasts in 6 months. Well, that's true. So, but anyway, so thanks for the email, Peter and David, and the comments from Tigger. I appreciate that. Tigger actually left a voicemail comment on John Ong's show today, and I thought that was cute about his podcast or about his iPod going a little nuts. So, oh gosh, how long have I been going? Oh god, another 30 minutes. Damn. I guess I should stop talking because I just rattle on and rattle on and rattle on. So today's Thursday. I will not have a show on Friday. This weekend, I will record some video and some audio with the boyfriend when we go to our few adventures we have planned for this weekend, and you'll get to hear those next week. It looks like some more people voted on podcastdally.com because there's two more votes than there were yesterday, so I think we're up to 9. Of course, I'm already out of the top 100, so anyway, I think that's the end of the podcast. So thank you for staying subscribed, for all the email, for all the comments, and for everything. So until next time, boys and girls, bye. That's got his own. He just don't worry about nothing, 'cause he's got his own. You've been listening to Archer Radio.